John Kay came into the WFIU studios carrying a basket.
This is a basket that my great-great-grandmother used to both feed the chickens and to gather eggs in.
It's an oak rod basket. His great-great-grandmother lived in Heltonville, Indiana. You can imagine her draping it on her arm as she did chores around the farm.
It's made with these long white oak rods, which the makers would have pulled through these dies to kind of render the splits of white oak into a round form. And then it's got a single handle over the top.
It's a sturdy basket. You can just tell it took a lot of effort to bend and weave the oak rods into the oval shape. This family heirloom was the inspiration for Kay's latest research project, looking into the history and eventual disappearance of oak rod basket making in southern Indiana. He's the director of Traditional Arts Indiana.
This was the type of craft that someone be a farmer during the day, and then in the evening they may go out and make four or five baskets.
He traced the practice back to three men, and this was a craft practiced almost exclusively by men. Henry Hovis brought the tradition to Brown County in 1848. George Bohall taught his five sons how to make baskets. That family was so famous, oak rod baskets were often called Bohall baskets. A bit later, Rube Morgan and his family got into basketry. They sold their wares to hardware stores, to their neighbors. Kay combed through historic photographs and discovered that these baskets were part of everyday life.
You can see images of near Stonehead of a big long table with the family all standing behind it, the food all spread out on the table. And underneath the table, nicely tucked away, are a few of these oak rod baskets.
That was in the 1920s and 30s. Demand went up when tourists started visiting Brown County and wanting these baskets as souvenirs. But after World War II, traditional baskets lost favor to more decorative versions imported from Kentucky and Tennessee. And in terms of locals using them for farm work, it made more sense to use plastic buckets than oak rod baskets. The grandsons of Hovis and Bohall made baskets through the 1980s, but that was the generation that didn't pass the skill on to their kids. It's hard to pinpoint exactly when the craft stopped. Kay says it just sort of faded away. There isn't a handbook or how-to guide for making oak rod baskets. For his research, Kay had been planning to measure every last inch of his great-grandmother's basket to learn as much as he could about the maker's process. But then he started asking around.
One of the best leads is I actually went to talk with Claude Morgan, Rube Morgan's son, who actually made one basket when he was a kid. He's probably the last of the makers, you might say, even though he says he's not a basket maker. He made one.
Kay asked to see the place where Rube Morgan did his work back in the turn of the century.
Because our family doesn't own that property anymore.
Kay insisted because he knew Morgan used to write his patterns on the wall where he worked.
And he goes, "What? I don't know what you're talking about." And he goes, "Let's go see if we can find it." And we went to the barn. Now, this guy died in 1981. And went to the barn where he used to work, asked the people who own the property now. And I go in there, and on his wall, on the door jamb, and on posts of the walls of his barn, he has all the materials written out, what links, how many rods, the recipes, you might say, right there on the wall of the barn.
Jackpot. He snapped pictures so he could analyze Morgan's process and write up his recipes. The current owners say Kay got there just in time. They had been thinking about putting a fresh coat of paint on that wall. For WFIU Arts, I'm Annie Corrigan.